Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Brock Olson joining me in studio with some dating advice for Hits 96 listener Kay. She's in a little bit of a situation here. She likes her boss. She has a little bit of a crush on him. He likes her. He said he's liked her for a while, wants to take her out for dinner. However, in the office, dating relationships, they're off limits. He wants to date in secret. She's still on the fence about it, doesn't want to lose her job, doesn't want to suffer the consequences. The worst thing about dating in the workplace, from my experience anyway, is if things don't work out, it gets really weird. Even if the higher-ups, if you will, aren't involved, and there is that type of thing. So that's always where I approach with caution. But you have some different views on workplace romances,
sure,
and things of that nature.
I do. Yes. And again, Kay, thank you so much for writing this in. The statistic is 40% of relationships that start in the workplace actually end in marriage. Yeah. Like they result in a marriage. So there is something to be said about that. And I think one of the reasons that this is the case is actually what Gino just said. Last thing you want to do is break up and have that awkward, hey, we're working together. I don't want to see you in the cafeteria. I don't want to have to be in a board meeting with you after what you said to me last night. Like,
yeah.
So what ends up happening is people are usually on a lot better behavior. They don't want to make the workplace a toxic environment. They will do their best. They'll do their best to segment that part of their life, like turn off the romantic aspect, do work, and then when you clock out, romance starts again. What that also, though, allows you to do is think a little bit more logically, not just get so hyped up into the motions. You do have a lot more on the line, so people aren't just so reactionary. That's my opinion. That's why I think that workplace relationships have a really good opportunity to turn into something significant. Now, Kay, your situation's a little bit different. You're talking about trying to date your boss, or your boss trying to date you, and him saying, we can always date in secret. I think that is one of the biggest red flags, that please do not disregard that. You never want to start a relationship in secret under any circumstance. I don't care what it is. You cannot convince me that having a secret relationship is a healthy thing to ever do. Also, he doesn't sound like he'd have anything at risk. He's your boss. He has a boss, but like, he's not the final boss. He's not the one that has the final say.
Right.
So he's not the final boss here. So yes, your job would definitely be in jeopardy, and likely he'd be able to talk to their boss about if you two didn't work out or something happened. He'd probably be able to have a little bit more influence, and he probably has a little bit more influence just overall in the workplace. And so if a decision had to be made about the two of you not working out, or there being some type of drama in the office, you would lose your job. You absolutely would. That's not something I ever want anybody to put themselves into that position. Listen, the reason that we want to entertain the idea of dating somebody that we work with is because we see them all the time. It's a very easy place to meet people. Just like when we were in middle, junior, and high school, we dated our classmates because we saw them for 8 hours a day. The workplace environment is the exact same thing. What I want to encourage you to do is to be very intentional about when you leave work, go and do other social things. Join classes, join groups, do other social activities. Try your best to interact with other people, because I promise you, I don't care how good looking your boss is, there are other people who are more suitable, who wouldn't endanger your ability to provide for yourself. Really, what this comes down to is a proximity convenience thing. I see him all the time. He looks good. We can talk about the same thing, but trust me, it's not worth jeopardizing your ability to provide for yourself. And what I was saying before, you never want to be in a relationship dynamic that threatens your ability to provide for yourself financially, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And you don't even have to enter this relationship to already know that this would immediately jeopardize that. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to do that to yourself. You know, usually people are on good behavior if a relationship doesn't work out, but sometimes they're not. And again, I don't want you to risk your livelihood. There are so many amazing people outside of your workplace. Please be intentional about meeting others. You know, just be very intentional about not just going home after work. Go socialize with people. Go mix with people. Your boss is not the only person out there.
Realize there's plenty of fish in the sea, as they say.
There really, really are.
Yeah. And of course, they should always stay friendly with their boss, and they have this working relationship. And then if she ends up not being there, who knows what could happen in the future?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Not putting anything on hold, but
for sure, yes. Kay, if you're single in 2 years when you're done with your job, if you move out of that space or whatever, then definitely pursue it. But don't do it, and don't ever enter a relationship that you have to keep a secret.
I think that is great advice. Thank you so much, Brock. Thank you, Kay, for writing in. If you out there listening have a question that you would like Brock to tackle, send me an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also hit us up on social media, or if you want, you can reach out directly to Brock at TheBrockOlson on all social media. Slide in Brock's DMs. He loves that type of stuff. So follow Brock on social media and make sure you check out his website, BrockOlson.com. Brock, thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.